You know, when I thought about it, I said, in our times, we can worship him driving down the highway. Don't let it be heavy traffic now. We got to, you know, keep our minds on that. But we can worship him driving down the highway. We can worship him relaxing on vacation. We can worship him lying in the bed. We can worship him walking and keeping our health up, and ladies, to keep us beautiful. We can worship him as we walk along the way. We can worship him picking peas and greens and digging potatoes. And I tell you, any of you who've ever had to go to the field, the day goes quicker when you're worshiping him out in that field. When you sort of forget about your picking cotton, you sort of forget about your digging potatoes, you sort of forget about all the hard work you're doing, and your mind is on Christ Jesus. You're at the end of that row before you know it. Young people don't know about that, but some of us know about that. That's the kind of God that we serve. That you can worship him anywhere and anytime. It's not about the right place to worship. It's about the right heart that worships. That is the key to it. And then Jesus went on to say, we want to worship him in spirit and in truth, because God is spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, we got to be real about it, because God knows the heart. And so we need to be real about our worship. And he wants us to be true worshipers. He is seeking and he's looking for men, women, boys, and girls who will be true worshipers of him. The spirit dwells on the inside, not on the outside. It's in our spirits on the inside, because all of these limbs may disappear, but our spirits will live on. It is the spirit that worships God. He is a spirit, and our spirit is what must commune with him. We must worship him with our heart. The Bible says that God knows the heart of all men. Not some men, but all men. God knows their heart. The scripture says this. This is in the New Living Translation. Psalms 5 and 7 says this. Because of your unfailing love, I can enter your house, and I will worship at your temple with the deepest awe. David said that. He would worship at the temple with the deepest awe. That means I'm giving it all I've got. I'm not a part-time or a halfway worshiper. I'm giving it all that I've got. And then Psalms 29 and 3 and 2. We're familiar with this scripture. It says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Did you know the Lord's name is due glory? And we ought to give him the glory that he is due. It says, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. We ought to worship him every day of our lives. When we get up in the morning, we ought to have worshiping him on our minds. When we walk along the way, we ought to have worshiping God on our minds. When we lie down at night, we ought to have worshiping God on our mind. We ought to worship him. He is worthy of our worship. The Bible says that, as I said before, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And so we ought to watch what we say, because if the wrong thing comes out of our mouth, what does that mean? The wrong thing is in my heart. And so we have to be careful and prayerful about what we say and do. There's a song that we used to sing, and that song says, we have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship him. He said, forget about yourself. Concentrate on him and worship him. Now, I can't sing, but I know somebody who can. So they're just going to give us just a little bit, and you can join in with her just to sing a verse or two of that worship song. Have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship him. Forget about yourself. Concentrate on him and worship him. Forget about yourself. Concentrate on him and worship him. He's worthy of our worship. Forget about ourselves. Concentrate on him and worship him. Christ the Lord. To have true, true worship, we're going to have to forget about ourselves. To have true worship, we're going to have to forget about those problems and those situations in our lives and concentrate on him and worship him. And you know, when we concentrate on him long enough, sometimes those problems that we thought were problems are no longer problems. Because he is a problem solver. So what ought we to do to make our hearts ready to be hearts of worshipers? And I say, when we think about who God really is, that's all you have to do, is to think about who God really is. You can be a hard worshiper.